On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools, empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. What is it we have, Benny? Oh, my goodness.
I hope we have stellar conversations. always do, really. We always do.
We do. And I'm talking to you today from Hubbard Radio here on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening on the East Coast in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230, somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But I tell you, wherever you're listening from today, either, you know, live or in the archives, you're going to be glad you joined me, because we have a fascinating guest with an interesting story about her awakening, her relationship to otherworldly beings or beings that are different than what we're used to seeing. And she's going to help guide us to open in the same ways. So it's very exciting. But I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hello. Good day. And our hearts again go out to those overseas in France to Nice especially. It was hard for me even again to hear more of this just awful news. Yeah. And, you know, we even talked about it on the last hour with Kelly Sullivan Walden. And it's just it's got to stop. It really has got to stop. But, you know, I mean,
you know,
Heartfelt, really.
It is absolutely tragic. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's so many of us who really do believe that the world is changing in a positive way, who are trying to assimilate the heaviness of this. Mm-hmm. And I know last week we were talking about some other situations, plural situations.
Right.
And it's in some sense, it you know, how do we shift it? That's really the question. And
right there. Yep.
As opposed to pushing against and saying no more, it's about what do we say yes to? And I'm so grateful that we've got the guest we have today, because I believe that what she has to teach us can help us shift as individuals and help shift the world. I'm talking about Dr. Advich. She is she's written this book that's called "You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening." The subtitle is Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life.
There's hope for me.
Yeah. There's hope for all of us. She holds a doctorate in metaphysical science. She is a light body mentor, a light code activator, metaphysical practitioner, author, and speaker. And she has been, you know, she's been a singer in the past. We're going to talk about her experience and how she shifted, why she shifted. And she's had experiences since she was 12 that are really fascinating. And I'm looking forward to hearing from her personally about this. And she's discovered that her destiny is to bridge between heaven and earth so that she can help us as individuals and help us collectively to shift at this important time. And I'm so happy to have our guest here today, Dr. Advich. Hi there. How are you today?
I am doing well, Christine. Thank you. Hi, Vinny. Thank you for having me on.
That's our pleasure.
You know, it's kind of overwhelming as a light worker. It's overwhelming as just a normal citizen of the world. The things that are going on in our world right now. Can you share with our listeners your perspective from a bigger picture? What's unfolding right now?
You know, from our 3D perception, it seems like all hell is going loose,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So we have to understand from a larger perspective that all of these things are causing us, every tragedy is causing us to stop for a moment, to move back into the space of our heart,
right,
and to expand a bit.
Yeah.
Wow. So these souls that are sacrificing themselves for us, as hard as it sounds, They agree to some part of that at a higher soul level to help awaken humanity. And so every time someone transitions, we have to stop and bless them, put light around it, because they're received back into the non-physical with open, loving arms for their sacrifice and helping humanity to awaken. There's how many billions of people, you see, we have to have these constant reminders of, guys, let's step outside of prejudice and color and understand that the dark that has been running this planet for millennium don't want to give up control, and that they are literally staging and creating these things of mass destruction and things and all this political stuff so that we get diverted in our attention and that we allow ourselves to drop in vibration, and that they can continue to hold us in this old matrix, this old timeline, and continue to sheeple us.
Right.
I'm saying we, as awakened beings, have to see through the illusion. We have to say thank you to those who are sacrificing themselves, because each time it's a reminder to us to stand more in our power. And that power isn't the warrior, it's the peaceful warrior. There's so much more power than if we learn. And I teach people in my sessions literally how to move into your heart. And if you live in your heart, become the detached observer, knowing that everything's unfolding actually how it's supposed to, and that as we connect heart to heart globally, creating that beautiful crystal grid, we will rise up. They have no more power over us, and we will succeed in stepping fully into the golden age, as it has been proclaimed and promised to us in this lifetime.
You know, there is this duality that I think is kind of hard. It's like this. How do I say it? It's like straddling this line of, you're talking about being the detached observer and opening our hearts, which I think is so incredibly challenging, because yes, our hearts get ripped open and we can feel the discordance in our world. We can feel the grief of those who have loved ones who've been killed. We can feel the grief over things not being the way we have this deep desire. So how do we step into that heart space and remain with that's kind of spiritual detachment that's so important?
So that's, you know, and that's a really good question, because it is hard. People keep getting attached to the story, right?
Right.
To it. And that emotional body just builds and builds and builds, and then you go into overwhelm and grief and all of these things. And I'm saying, well, detach. Well, how do you have compassion and still be detached? Well, that's the practice of being a master. That's what this awakening is all about. So, yes, I have compassion, but you see, when I still am detached, I see more of the perspective of what's really going on.
Right.
And, yes, my heart goes out, and it's filled with more powerful love that I can then send to the situations, that I can actually send to the people and help to calm it, to help to bring them some peace.
Right.
You can't do that if you're staying all emotionally connected and you get out of sorts. You can only do that when you become, so, okay, in the center of a storm, where is the most powerful place or position in the in a storm?
It's in the center of it, yeah.
Thank you. And what's there? Stillness. So it's in that stillness that my power is.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. It makes perfect sense to me. And I know that from a spiritual perspective, and whether, you know, I'm talking about channeling or expressing like what I view as true love, that neutrality, that detachment is such an essential piece. But it's confusing when we're kind of like, you know, as humans feeling the, you know, like we really don't want that to have happened to somebody, and we're really afraid of it happening to us or our children or whatever. So it's kind of tough to step into the center of that storm.
Yeah, it is. And you see, and here's the other part of that. Again, understanding this whole illusion, this whole thing that's playing out, you used a really important word, fear,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And we know there's different types of fear. Of course, there's the real fear of stepping off the curb, getting hit by a car.
Sure.
All other fear is false evidence appearing real.
Right.
And so we, as these awakening souls, have to get off autopilot and have to start to become mindful and start to control our thoughts, because our thoughts are going to lead our emotions,
mm-hmm.
and then our emotions are going to lead to our results. So if you're not wanting harm to come to your family, then don't think about harm coming to your family, because as you think it, you will emote it, it will be.
Mm-hmm.
So the power then, being the still point, is to go into that space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bring each and every one of your loved ones into a beautiful sphere of light. So at the end of my prayer and meditation every morning, I say, I am created by divine light. I am sustained by divine light.
Uh-huh.
I am protected by divine light. I am surrounded by divine light. And I am ever growing into divine light.
Yes.
And I picture everyone, my husband, my mom, my siblings, their children, and one by one, I bring them all into the light and surround them in a beautiful sphere of light. We are now created by divine light, and so on. We are protected. We are sustained.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that every single day.
Yeah.
Because nothing is more powerful than that divine light. And
yes.
when you invoke that divine light to protect your loved ones, what more can you do?
Right.
What better thing can you do?
Yeah. And that light is such an important part of the transformation, and it's illuminating for
mm-hmm.
this world. You know, I think of it as a terrible analogy, but it's, you know, I think of a roach infested kitchen. You know, you can have the lights on and you know, like, you know, or if it's dark, you walk around, you think that there's nothing there, and you turn the lights on, and all of a sudden it's, you know, you've got these bugs scurrying everywhere. And it's kind of like the light is getting turned on in this world, and it's illuminating some things that we're not so crazy about, and they're incredibly painful from the human experience.
It is, but it has to come up, right? What
yes.
was in the dark must be brought to light.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's what's going on, whether it be, you know, the political system, and we don't have to attach to it, but we know it's not been working. It hasn't
yeah.
been working for how long? So, okay,
right.
it's crumbling. And what about it? Let it crumble.
Uh-huh.
Up from the ash will rise the phoenix.
Yes.
And so, you see, we get so stuck in this duality, but as we begin to awaken, we can understand that that's in the lower vibrations. As we begin to do the work to raise our vibration, to raise our energy, our frequency, we start to move above those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so above those things, there's less of this duality, polarity, right, reality.
Right. Right.
And it's more love, more light, more joy. So that's the thing. Yes, where we are, this is happening. But as those dark things are brought to light, then there's more light and less of the dark
mm-hmm.
until there's finally no more of the dark
yeah.
as we continue to pull up and rise up.
Yeah.
So you see, it's all where we put our focus.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can continue to focus on things that aren't working, that things are broken, and you know, they keep shoving the stuff up in your face,
right.
then you're not adding your energy to what the potential could be.
Right. We have to go to a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to be asking Dr. Advij about how her perspective on reality shifted and her experiences as a 12-year-old and beyond, because she's got some fascinating stories. But stay tuned. More in a few moments.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to Dr. Avij, and we are talking about the craziness in the world and the perspective about the importance of bringing our light, bringing the light that, of beyond, into this planet more and more. And she's the author of You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. Now, you've got a fascinating story about what happened to you when you were, I guess it was about 12. For share with our listeners how you feel like maybe you were a little bit different as a child and what occurred that sort of awakened you in a new way.
All right. So, you know, really interesting how this all happened. My parents, being from the island, they met in New York, married 15 years later. They bought 5 acres in the middle of the woods down in South Jersey, not knowing anything about New Jersey. So All of this talk about being destiny. And so they built this home down there. And when we moved in, I was about 7 years old. So It was no big deal for me at that age to see ghosts. I could see them. I mean, and it's a new home, right? Yet I would see them. I'm like, okay, how can I see this stuff? Why am I seeing this stuff? But okay, whatever. We just got used to it. Then all of a sudden at 12 years old, this different energy is in my room. And I'm like, oh, this is very purposeful. Before, you know, I would just walk around them or they'd be in or no big deal. They weren't trying to get my attention. So this energy was trying to get my attention. And so when I opened my eyes, there's this tall being of light, not like a ghost that looks human. This was totally unlike a human, standing at the foot of my bed, tall, long, almost transparent in its whiteness. Whoa. And started to communicate with me telepathically that he was here to show me. And so up out of my bed, I went. So now imagine this 12-year-old literally hovering above oneself. I was looking at me sleeping, holding my pillow, comfortably sleeping.
Right.
And yet I'm very aware and awake that I'm hovering above me. And up out of my room, I went out the bedroom window, out flying into the stars, the cosmos. I then landed on a bridge and then dove into the depths of the ocean to swim with the dolphins and the whales.
Oh, my goodness.
This happened for 6 years. So this one time, I remember, I'm like, no, I don't want to go. And I'm floating down the hallway because I'm like, if I get into my parents' room and I wake my mom up, she's going to say I don't have to go, right?
Right,
so
right.
I'm floating down the hallway. I go into her room. My dad was a chef, so he was out at sea. And I'm like, Mom, wake up. And no, she didn't wake up, didn't hear me. And out her window I went. So, of course, you know, my mom was very supportive. She actually back then was a Rosicrucian. So when those green little pamphlets came, we knew Mother was studying and every day she meditated. So we were all very much aware of all of that. And my mom said, he is here to teach you. Go. And so for those 6 years, I was shown creation. That's when I was shown that I was this bridge in between the worlds of understanding that there's a shift coming. I was actually born in fourth dimensional consciousness with no life lessons in this lifetime, literally being groomed to know that at the allotted time, I would awaken. And I agreed to come forward in this lifetime awake. And so in 2004, you know, I moved from New Jersey to Las Vegas. I live in Henderson, and I pursued singing. And so I had wonderful gigs singing and just a great time in the casinos and different shows, traveling. I performed at Madison Square Garden at a Super Bowl, just cool stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And in 2004, whoa, you know, you get to that fork in the road, right?
Yep, been there. Been there, done that.
Yeah. And so I'm on my way to a photo shoot, minding my own business, and the police are doing a high-speed chase. I pull off to the shoulder. I'm getting out of your way. See me in the shoulder. And they did not see me in the shoulder, rear-ended me at over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, dear.
I go into the light. I go into the light, but my life doesn't flash before my eyes. I'm like, whoa, where am I? This is really cool. me, right? And it's this beautiful, loving energy. And a voice says, you are here to bring them into the light. I'm like, huh? Okay. And on the next impact, because the car spun, obviously, and broadsided the vehicle, I then was back in the vehicle, holding onto the steering wheel. My mom was my passenger. Her seat had fallen back. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with you, Mom? Why is your seat that far back? And she looks at me like, we were just hit, dear. I'm like, we were. And the police were all around us. They called out highway fatalities because there's no way they thought we could survive.
Right, but of course
we could because this was divine. I only tore two discs in my neck, okay, and a couple of bulging discs in my spine. But wow.
Jeez.
And from that moment, they started showing up as an adult now. And literally, oh my, one of the earlier experiences was this beautiful being from Sirius, and she showed up and said, we are ready to teach you meditate. Then the next thing I knew, a still point of light came into the room. And these things early on would happen around 4:13 in the morning, which back then, my power number, that's my birthday.
Right? Okay, right.
So a still point of white light came into the room the first time, and it stopped. It was so bright that I opened my eyes because, again, that was my agreement, even though I didn't know it at that time and wouldn't know that for years to come. But I could see it with my eyes open and I could see it with my eyes closed. It stopped in front of my face and turned to pictures. And I'm like, well, what's that? And I heard an outside voice say, we are testing. And I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? 2 weeks later, an ultraviolet light comes into the room, blinding ultraviolet light. It stops in front of my face. It turns into a pineal gland. And if you could imagine like this eye, and around it were all of these electrical currents coming off of it, and it's growing in intensity, and it's pulsing like boing, 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 getting faster and stronger in its intensity. And all I could think was, this thing's going to ignite, and it's going to hurt. I'm like, whoa. And it did just that. It ignited, went into my eyes. I shut my eyes really fast because the burn was intense. I opened them back up, and everything was open. From that moment forward, they could come in and touch me, embrace me. Angels would leave the room. I was visited by I can't tell you how many different beings. I would be touched, open my eyes, and be standing in front of the Council of 12. And so all of these things started to happen. I started to pulse and vibrate ongoing. They would come in, activate, clear, you name it, visited by the Ascended Masters, all sorts of amazing different experiences.
Right.
One morning, I went to make breakfast, and an outside voice said, no more meat. I became a vegetarian that day. So stuff like that started to happen. Then in September of 2012, as I lay there pulsing and vibrating with all of these a million experiences at this point, I was looking up and there was the still point of white light. And this light started to descend. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is my light body. And when it got maybe 12 feet above me, I could see the form. It was a pure white form of a body. And in it went. This was about a 10-hour process, extremely painful. Because it was so electrical. And I could feel it moving in. I could feel things calibrating. I could feel things moving. And it was about a month of integrating this energy into me. And one day my husband said, oh, let's go to the movies. You haven't been out. Because this took a lot of energy. And so we went to the movies, and living here, as we do, lots of movie theaters and casinos. So we walked in. And all of a sudden, as I step onto the casino floor, tunnel, literally this tube of white light, like a milky substance, forms this tunnel, and I'm walking in it. My husband's in it, but he didn't see it. And I said, dear, do you see that? And he's like, see what? I said, we're walking in a white tunnel right now. He says, we are? I said, yes. I mean, it almost looks solid to me, but okay. And he couldn't see it. And he says, oh, so you shouldn't be out yet. I said, no, dear, I shouldn't be out yet, because they were protecting me from the chaos. And so we went and came back home. And from that, then they started saying, okay, now you have within you the templates. I'm like, the what? You hold within you the templates, the divine blueprint for humanity. I'm like, what? Okay, now you are to lay hands. And I tell you, step by step by step, things just started to happen, to turn on. And all of a sudden, I'm able to activate and bring in codes and fire letters and all sorts of things started to happen. Then I was guided that I needed to go to Mount Shasta. So in 2014, I find myself walking Mount Shasta. And as I am, I walk with my eyes open through all 12 levels of 5D.
All 12 levels of what?
The fifth dimension.
Okay.
And one level, this wall came in, like a white wall, like a veil, and split the dimensions. And I saw 3D on one side and 5D on the other side.
Interesting.
Wild. Then I had to get back in the vehicle, and we drove up a little more, and then I could feel myself leaving me again and expanding. So I got out of the vehicle, and I, you know, attempting to ground myself, and I'm like, okay, what's coming next? And then the rays of God, one by one, started to descend. Whoa, imagine seeing a blue flame coming in and hitting you. And every time one came in and hit me, my body would spin.
Wow. So, you know, you've had some fascinating experiences. And I know you've got some, not only have these activations, these codes that can help shift people, but you have some insight and some guidance that you'd like to share with people. We have to go to a quick break. But more with Dr. Avij in just a few moments.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn.
Welcome back to the Christine Epcher Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Dr. Edvige, and she's talking about her experiences of being connected and awakened in some amazing ways. You know, Dr. Vige, you talk about your experience, and it is fascinating, it's exciting, it's insightful. How do we take the knowledge, the knowingness, and the vibration that you tap into and help to shift ourselves?
Wonderful question. And so, you know, first off, I share my experiences not for anyone to compare notes, but to just let you know this truly is the time we've been waiting for, and it's a masterful time. And so to take that information, that knowledge, and to utilize whatever your experiences that you're having, because so many people actually had different sorts of things happen to them, visitations from childhood, but sure, they didn't receive the support from their parents or from whomever, and so they shut it down. This is your time. Go ahead, pull back your power. You have permission to remember who you are, those experiences, that there is purpose and meaning behind you, and to begin to allow that aspect, that part of you, to blossom, giving yourself permission to tap back into that part of you. So really, I share that story because, wow, you're not crazy. You're awakening. And so because so many have been there and have felt that, and so it's just, well, if she can do it and get on and talk about all that craziness, then maybe I can start to begin to remember and talk a little bit about what I've experienced. And that, you know, collecting, creating this collective where we love and support each other and help each other to remember and to awaken so that everyone can move into those higher dimensional realities, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things that struck me when you were talking about your story, when you were actually learning about, you know, incarnating this way, you said that you did not incarnate with any life lessons. So one of the things that strikes me is I think that there are a lot of light beings who've had these experiences as children. I mean, not like light workers is what I meant to say. And they've had some of these experiences as children and maybe a little bit as adults. And yet they're facing the only word that comes to mind is the gunk of the life lesson that's like waiting to be released. Do you feel like there are a lot of people right now who are feeling kind of stuck because they haven't gotten through what they need to get through with that life lesson in order to step into the fullness of the light?
That's exactly what's happening. You see, understanding this process, right, that the ascension is a part of you having to awaken. Awaken what? Uh-huh. Awaken that light within you. And to do that, knowing that you have this auric field around you, and your auric field holds all that you truly are. And then that part, you know, you pick up a new body. But who you are, that essence, is in that field. And your soul, your higher self, your I Am presence, all of that's hovering above you. But all of those trapped emotions, lifetime after lifetime, are stuck in that auric field, creating that gunk and preventing the flow from moving in. Mm-hmm. So that's why you feel stuck. And so what is that stuff? Any unexpressed emotion. It could be something as simple as being a little boy in a lifetime, hitting your knee, wanting to cry, and your parents say, boys, don't cry, and you suck it in.
Right.
That unexpressed emotion is, if you don't resolve it in that lifetime, it's going to go with you to the next and to the next and to the next. Guess what? This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the lifetime where we get to step into the golden age. So this is the lifetime where you have to address all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you feel stuck and pushed, because that universal law of new beginnings is forcing you to make a choice to get to that fork in that road, that darkest night of the soul, where you must make a choice and then step into enlightenment. So, yeah, you have to clear all of those unexpressed emotions, all of the torment, the persecution from lifetimes. Maybe you were a gifted healer and you were tortured,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
All of that has to be addressed here and now. Those things you took on from childhood, those programs, those seeds from the environment, what you believe to be the truth about religions, about the economy, about race, all of those things have to be cleared, because you have to be centered and balanced in your heart. Then in that space, you can begin to transform. And when you begin to transform, which is the second stage, now you're all of those chakras are turning on, and those chakras have to turn on and be balanced. You see, you have chakras below your feet, chakras above your head,
mm-hmm.
and your soul is above you, hovering. Well, how does your soul reconnect? By turning on that 10th chakra, your soul star chakra. That chakra then braids your soul back into you. So if you don't get the ones in your body open and balanced, then you're never going to get the ones above you and below you open and balanced.
Interesting.
So it's a process of opening these things, and then your chakras also work in accordance with your hormones, your hypothalamus gland, all of these, mm-hmm. the pineal, all of that, they're all interrelated. So everything has to transform and turn on. And then when these things turn on, you start to feel electrical. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You start to pulse and vibrate. You
right.
see colors, right?
Yep.
Now you're able to hold higher frequencies, and as you can sustain these higher frequencies, and at that point, you are the detached observer, by the way, because
right.
your soul has braided back into you, and the soul's personality is that of the detached observer, compassion, and upliftment. Any other energy is still ego. There's your cue for that.
Right.
Then,
right.
as you sustain these higher frequencies, now your light body can move into you, and your light body is then that multidimensional electrical vehicle that will allow your I Am presence, whether you call it your I Am presence, your monad, your spark, your highest sovereign self, that's that God part of you that can then begin to descend into you, and that is ascension.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things I'm so fascinated by is the fact that there is this, there's the physicality. It's kind of like our, in order to hold that light, to become porous enough to have that level of light, that level of connection to flow through us, there's some physicality that needs to be adjusted. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Whew. So, you know, isn't this body, mind, and spirit, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the physicality is, first of all, this is your temple. It's going with you. So take care of it. Be mindful of it. Get off autopilot.
Uh-huh.
Be very mindful of your thoughts. Pray, meditate. Eat clean, healthy, alive foods, raising your vibration in your body. So stuff like that are the things you have to do and be mindful of. That really is kind of it, I guess, in a nutshell. It doesn't have to be complex,
uh-huh.
but it's just being mindful of your thoughts, being in control of your thoughts, detaching from the outside world, then taking care of the physical body, drinking, you know, water that's alive, spring water, and eating foods that are alive. Mm-hmm. And then being mindful and meditative and just connecting to that. So I think I answered your question. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
And I know in your book you talk about the calcification
of
the pineal gland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we, why has that occurred, and what do we do to help clear it?
Okay. So the pineal, that, you know, and it's representative, you look in all sorts of religions, they have that pine cone on top of staffs and different things. That represents the pineal, because that truly is that gateway. It's your antenna to the cosmos, to all the higher realms. And so
it's in our head, right?
So it's down. If you were to take, put your finger like at the top of your head and go reach down, it's down in there, tiny little thing.
Uh-huh.
And so it's hard for most people. And as long as it's hard and calcified, like when you get calcification in a joint or anywhere, and so if you have calcification in your joints, you know that your pineal is calcified. So with that being shut down, it's just that, shut down. And so your third eye can't open. You're not going to be able to see. You won't be able to tap into who you are as a divine being until you decalcify and turn that on. So simple things, a little apple cider vinegar in a glass of water every day, a little lemon juice in a glass of water, those are things you can do. Getting away from fluoride. Fluoride is not good. It doesn't even serve your teeth. That's just another hoax.
Oh, yeah. Could do an entire show on that one, yes.
Okay, cool. And then chlorine. Poison, Hitler used it. Okay, so we know that's not good.
Yeah.
So, you know, putting filters on your water, drinking spring water if you don't have an ionizer, get some really good spring water. You know, even things like an ozonator, really cool stuff, putting oxygen into your water. An ozonator is cool. You can find them on Amazon. They're really inexpensive, under $100. And put all your produce in a bowl, put the ozonator in it, and that will kill the viruses, the bacteria, everything on your produce so that you can eat it and it's clean and safe for you to eat. So there's all these different things that we need to be mindful of, right?
If
you are still eating meat, then you have to be mindful. Is it grass-fed meat?
Yes.
Because think about it. It was an alive being, and it's sacrificing itself for you. So be mindful of how it is then, processed.
From the time it's born through its life to when it is slaughtered, because there is such like darkness within that realm that I figure if you're going to ingest meat, that you're ingesting, you know, the sadness, the frustration, the fear, the pain of that as well.
Absolutely, because think about it. So if they slaughter them in an awful way, which if you watched Food Inc., you would see, the adrenaline, is heightened, and adrenaline is toxic.
Right.
So every time you're eating food that's not prepared like that, then you're eating toxins.
Yep.
And so all of these things we have to be mindful of, genetically modified food, all of this stuff, be mindful. So because you are what you eat, and you have to bless it and bring in only the clean. You know, my diet is so clean. I don't eat dairy. It's like only the ancient grains, right?
Uh-huh,
so felt, quinoa, teff, and I make everything.
Good for you. This show is just flying by. We have to go to another quick break, but we'll be back here in just a few moments.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show, and that's Mr. Benny Mathers playing some upbeat music, getting that energy moving.
How can't you be good to yourself?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Love that, love that. You know, I'm talking to Dr. Avij, and we are talking about this process of stepping into ascension. And I do want to ask you really quick, you know, before I ask any more questions, I want to make sure that I don't get so fascinated by the conversation that I forget to talk about your website. How can people connect with you?
Thank you, Christine. So it's simply Dr. Avij, DREDWIGE.com. DREDWIGE.com, Dr. Avij.
Okay, great. And I know that you do private sessions, you do, you know, talks, do you do seminars as well? I'm trying to remember.
I do seminars as well. I actually am launching, hopefully by next week, Light Body Academy. And so that's going to be a membership portal where you can come in and we will do all sorts of things from live webinars every month to different audios and lessons that I've created. So lots of cool stuff to really help people understand the process of what awakening is, the importance of your light body in the process of ascension, and just to use the energies that are within me to help to clear, to move, to calibrate. So you can, my book's available on Amazon as well as on my website. I have private sessions. I do mentoring. So all sorts of things. And, you know, anyone looking to do a workshop in their town, reach out to me, because that's what I love doing, coming out and doing workshops and doing hands-on.
Right. Yeah. And I know that so much of transformation isn't really just the inner process. It's really vibrational. And so I know that being in the presence of those who are higher vibrational or more expansive vibrational, I'm not sure which, who are more in alignment, that in and of itself can be very transformational.
Oh, indeed. You know, it's so very interesting. I'll go places or I'll be on the phone with someone and they'll say, oh my gosh, And they'll feel it. They'll, all of a sudden, they're starting to pulse and vibrate. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just being. I am that I am.
Right.
And that energy goes out. And whatever you need in that moment of clearing, of calibration, happens. You know, it's so funny. People have said, Agnes, you're like a good luck charm. I'm like, yes, I know. I'm like, yeah, don't use me.
yeah. And that's the thing, that if you know, being in somebody's presence or having a certain type of, you know, activation, certain type of healing session, I mean, I've seen it in my own practice as well. It's like, it's the sort of thing that isn't just in, like, when you're with the person, when you're having the session. It's really about shifting a person's vibration, helping to entrain them to a new vibration so that when they leave or when the session's done, then it continues, because that's really
Absolutely.
What it's about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Clearing enough stuff, right, so that they can begin to hold on to those higher vibrations. I even connect them in. I turn on that Earth Star chakra below their feet, connecting them into the electromagnetic grid of the mother so that they can become one with the resonance of the mother. And so as she continues to rise up, so will they. So it's to set you up so that you now have the tools to continue to expand, letting you feel what it's like to be in these heightened vibrations and frequencies, so that now you have no excuse. When you're not in those higher vibrations, be mindful, move back into your heart space, disconnect from an uneven temper, right? And stay in the space of your heart and know that everything is working out in accordance for the best and highest good of all concerned, even though it may be showing up as an illusion of lack, of strife, of suffering, of pain, of war. Breathe through it, yeah.
So when we get into this place of fear, when we get into this place of judgment, the blame and shame game, the feeling of being unsafe, is it helpful for us to judge ourselves? Because I think there are a lot of people who I consider to be light workers, people who are on their consciousness journeys who aren't comfortable facing that portion of themselves.
So, okay, you do not ever want to judge, but you always hold yourself accountable. Different. You see the difference?
Yes.
So, yes, judgment is a negative energy that pulls you down and takes away your power.
Right.
You did something. Okay, accept it. You're responsible for it. You're accountable. Uh-huh. Okay, now what am I going to do about it? Okay, I had a negative thought that led to this. Okay, judging yourself. Oh, you think you're so good, whatever.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's not the right energy. Hey, you know, you're human. You're in this human form. You are a spiritual being, dear, and I love you. Now, did that serve you? Did you learn from it? Okay, yes. Now I've resolved it, and I can move on. So there's a big difference in how we see ourselves. You know, we can't say teach people to have compassion for others and not have it for yourself.
Yes.
So, in fact, yesterday doing a session with someone, they needed more self-love. Wow.
Right.
Message from their higher self. Love yourself more. And he's like, well, how do I love me more? Because you keep going into judgment of yourself. You're not treating yourself and honoring yourself like you're honoring your clients. So you need to love you more.
Right
where you are is perfect and divine. Stop judging that you're not far enough along. Stop judging that your kundalini hasn't activated, or you don't know what the Merkaba is, or you don't know this, or you don't know that. That's a judgment. Where you are is in a perfect place and a stage of consciousness. There are 10 stages of consciousness, so you're at one of those stages, and that's divine and perfect. And as you breathe into that with love for yourself, holding yourself accountable, yes, I'm here, yes, I'm doing the work, now I will move to the next stage in the right and perfect time.
Yeah.
And I'll expand in that and move on to the next and so on and so forth. So stop comparing yourself. This is not a competition. All who have chosen, you've already chosen before you came into this time-space reality, or you wouldn't even know that there's an awakening going on.
Uh-huh.
So guess what? You make it across that threshold. So be gentle with yourself, but hold yourself accountable doing your work.
Yeah, I like that, holding yourself accountable without the self-judgment. And, yeah, the that energy of acceptance key to any kind of positive lasting change. And, you know, this time has flown by. Do you have like 30 seconds where you could summarize for people what's important at this time of upheaval and change?
Wow. So in these 30 seconds, get into your hearts. I want you to physically move yourself, see yourself moving down from your brain and see your consciousness going down your throat and see your consciousness moving to the back of your heart, way down at the bottom and back of your heart. It's this little opening. Allow yourself to move into that space and be in your heart. And now feel yourself float up just a little and be in that tiny sacred space of your heart. And in that space, there is only love. You can only create for your best and highest good and the good of all.
Wonderful. And on that, we have to end this. It's Dr. Edwige, DREDWIGE.com. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.